He said the same thing to me, I replied. He has. Do you believe him? Have you accepted him? Yes. She looked at me, bewildered. I could never have thought it. He's a proud man. All the Rochesters were proud, and his father, at least, liked money. He, too, has always been called careful. He means to marry you. He tells me so. She surveyed my whole person. In her eyes I read that they had there found no charm powerful enough to solve the enigma. It passes me, she continued, but no doubt it is true, since you say so. How it will answer, I cannot tell, I really don't know. Equality of position and fortune is often advisable in such cases, and there are 20 years of difference in your ages. He might almost be your father. No, indeed, Mrs. Fairfax, I exclaimed, nettled. He is nothing like my father. No one who saw us together would suppose it for an instant. Mr. Rochester looks as young and is as young as some men at 25.